Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
We all know California is chock full of amazing ideas. Everything they come out with, love it, agree with it. Well, now, here's their solution to fight the homeless crisis. It's certainly an issue there. I mean, the cost to live there is astronomical. So their newest plan includes building these tiny homes, and people are not happy about this, and here's why. Supposedly, each unit would cost about $113,000, and this is supposed to be temporary housing. After about a year or so, they would knock those down and come up with a more permanent solution. And when you think $113,000, that seems really crazy to us. But when you also consider the fact that homes in San Francisco are, what, like $1 million easily for probably a pretty simple home? I mean, it's not that much, all things considered. But still, to spend $113,000, no matter where you are in the country, is insane, especially when you plan to knock it down. And the fact that the government there thinks that the taxpayers should be the ones to pay for this is ridiculous. Now, there's more to this. It costs an estimated $2.9 million per year to operate the city program that's going to manage the units. Just to manage them, only to tear them down after, I don't know, a couple years, 3 years, again, to replace it with some housing development. And keep in mind, the city of St. Louis is considering something that might be equally as stupid. So, and you might be familiar with this, Ryan, where we had the former workhouse. It's that medium security institution where there were, I guess, documented cases of just inhumane conditions, things like that. That's what they were saying. So Tashara Jones kind of campaigns on this, saying, I'm going to shut down the workhouse. And she did. I remember her doing that. And now there's talk of, oh, what are we going to do with this? How are we going to transform this space? I believe it's about 30 acres, if I'm remembering correctly, that they're trying to navigate how they want to do it. And so they put out this survey, I guess, of, okay, give us some ideas on what we can do with this. And this committee back in January sent some suggestions that include a solar farm, just leaving it as an open prairie. And then they also were talking about temporary housing specifically for homeless people who have pets. So if you're homeless, you have to have a pet. Now, do you have to have like a dog? Can you have a pet walking stick? Can you have a pet rock? Like, they don't clarify what kind of pet you have to have. But could you have a pet spider? We were talking about spiders earlier. But that's what they're considering doing with it, okay? So the mayor is trying to figure out what they would need to do in order to make it safe, because the people who have, I guess, been and served time at the workhouse were like, are you kidding me? Like, that's not okay. There's so much pollution over there, and that's ridiculous that you would ever think that it would be safe for homeless people to be living over there. Listen to the spokesperson for the mayor's office talking about this.
One thing that we know is that support for the un- houses a pressing need in St. Louis right now.
A spokesman for the mayor confirms she hopes to address St. Louis's unhoused population of more than 1,250 last year, nearly a five-year high.
If we do go forward with a tiny home community, building wraparound services on that plot would absolutely be an essential part of that plan. We need to talk to Bi-State about getting public transportation up there, and there are the environmental concerns that we need to remediate before any changes can be made. So we're very, very early on in the process still.
Number one problem I have is referring to them as the unhoused. Even Fox 2 called them the unhoused. All that PC nonsense. But and I understand helping the homeless, but here's the thing. First of all, why is that falling on the taxpayers to build these tiny homes? Like, are we going to get a vote on this? Also, and I don't live in the city, so I guess in that sense it wouldn't apply to me, but Carl does.
I do.
And they're like, we need wraparound services. We need to make sure the buses can get out there. I mean, what, are you trying to build like a whole community out there for them? Like, again, I'm not saying I'm opposed to helping the homeless. But at what point is this just ridiculous that this is falling on the taxpayers? A number of homeless people, not all, okay, a handful of homeless people, if you offer them something, even housing, they don't want it because you know why? It's control. It's control from the government. They don't like that. They would rather, seriously, a number of them would rather camp out in a tent on a lawn downtown than even live in one of these tiny homes.
How great is it that we need to set up a Metrolink for Hobo Town?
I agree. I mean, you know how many people in the city of St. Louis would like to have better transit options, and yet we're worried about making sure that the bus goes out there.
Number one, basically you're saying, all right, all drug dealers, we're making the next stop. You know what to do.
No, drug dealers already... who have pets, Ryan.
Yeah, pets. I think they tried the... homeless small homes under Lida Crewson, the tiny homes. And I you know, that's the thing. You basically open it up. It's a shed with a bed and a window that has an air conditioning unit in it. So essentially it's maybe a step up from living on the street. But, you know, I've talked to a ton of homeless people. When I was doing the late night show, I'd have homeless people call in, people that were formerly homeless. They would tell me about it. I remember one time they were doing a topic about the workhouse, and I wanted to know what it was really like in the workhouse. So people would call in that were there, and they said it was as bad as they advertised. Like, it was pretty bad inside of there. That was an exaggeration. I thought, and it was an exaggeration. So I kind of changed my thoughts on it a little bit. It was a pretty bad building. So now they're thinking about, let's make it into a prairie. But now keep in mind, when they shut down the workhouse, the people that were incarcerated there had to go somewhere. So they were overwhelming not only the downtown jail, but the one in the county. And then they said, the better solution is, let's just stop incarcerating people. How did that go for crime in St. Louis? Not good.
Crime is really down here in St. Louis. People feel very safe.
All the time, yeah. And, you know, let's put up a solar farm there. I'm sure no one will take shots at it. I'm sure it'll go, and it'll be perfectly fine, and no one will touch it.
And the city jail, by the way, downtown, has all kinds of issues. They have inmates who are, like, breaking into areas they're not supposed to be getting into. They had them throwing things out one of the higher floors, the windows, busting out the windows. There was a fire at one point coming out of the window. I mean, it's been a complete mess.
Yep, because Kim Gardner was a mess, and they were sitting there waiting trial forever, indefinitely, because she couldn't get her stuff together.
Yep.
And they were getting frustrated and essentially rioting on the regular. And it's still really bad, but it was really bad. These tiny homes, $110,000 for them to tear it back down. That's such a wasteful way of thinking. In California, I thought they were so environmentally friendly. You know how much pollution you're creating building those and then tearing it down? The money that could have been spent in other places, they don't care. But for things like that, you know, they can be as wasteful as they want.
That's a good point. I mean, why would if you're gonna spend, and so this is in San Francisco, would be the $113,000. If you're gonna spend that, why not make it permanent? Why does it have to be temporary?
And the money to manage it too. If you remember back when, San Francisco still has issues with druggies and homeless, and basically using the ground as a toilet. And they were hiring people, if you remember, this made national news. It was like $120,000 a year for people to go around cleaning up human waste off of the ground of San Francisco. That's like the bare minimum that you would need to pay someone in order to have to deal with that sort of thing.
What's their job title? Pooper scooper? In need
basically,
of.
Basically, yeah.
And experienced pooper scoopers. Must have 3 years experience.
Everything's very expensive. I wonder where they're building this, where the land, you know, just the story about Marilyn Monroe's house they couldn't tear down because there was some sort of historical marker that should be built on the home that she committed suicide in. Was it a suicide that she died?
Allegedly.
I know. Let's start that conspiracy. So with the land values and everything else, imagine you've been trying to find a home forever and they won't let you build anywhere and they won't open up anything else. But, oh, hey, we just happened to find this plot of land. We're just going to put a bunch of homeless in there. Forget you who have been looking for years.
Yeah. I mean, and where is this money coming from that they would use in St. Louis to pay to build these tiny homes? There's so many things that need to be done in the city, including hiring like 300. I mean, the city of St. Louis is so short-staffed for police. Why would we not allocate our money there and instead build tiny homes?
It was just like 4 years ago. What happened to the tiny homes they built? Are they still up and running? I don't know.
I don't remember them building tiny homes. Was it for
5 years ago, maybe?
For the homeless?
Yeah, they made like a stretch of it, and I can't remember where it was. Was it like outside of an abandoned school, maybe? I got to double check the location on that. But they built the homes. Mayor Crewson was very proud of them, and it took them forever to build it up there, and then they had occupancy. There might have been like a dozen of these things that were built up.
Oh, Tiny House Project for St. Louis Homeless doubles units to 100. This is back in 2023. City of St. Louis used $1.2 million in the American Rescue Plan Act, which you hear called ARPA, funds for the expansion. And you're right, they kind of look like a shed, but they're painted pretty colors. Like
this one's
a pastel green and yellow with a couple windows and a door.
I don't think there's any plumbing. It's basically a bed with a little desk and a chair and an AC unit. So it's got electric hookup, but I don't think there's plumbing.
So what, there's like an outhouse or something?
Yeah, probably. And the other problem I found when talking to the homeless is they don't want to be in the system, essentially. So they don't want to be, like, you know, tracked, number one,
right,
or they don't trust other people around them. So,
yep,
like, let's say there is a homeless shelter, and they say those are more dangerous than being on the street, the things that go on in those places. So they prefer to live on the street.
Yeah.
This may work for some, but you're never going to be able to solve homelessness. Even in places like St. Louis, you might be able to build a tiny home and think that's going to get everyone off the street. There's still going to be people that just...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
choose to live on the streets because that's what they choose.
A lot of it's a mindset thing. I mean, that applies to so many issues in the world. It's a mindset thing. Until it's change of the heart is what it's going to require in many cases for somebody to change what's going on in their life.
I love this. All the crime that happens in Metrolink. Let's just hook it up to areas that you know are going to be problematic.
Because there aren't enough issues in the metro anyway.
I know. And all these visitors, they're like, oh, we'll just hop on Metrolink. It'll be great. We'll get around the city. And this is what they're like. Great. Next stop, Hobotown. Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for
this. No flash photography, please.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.